watching the American Journal host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. You know, there's a biological reality to masculinity. They've done tests after test after test. The more testosterone you have, the more likely you are to go with your gut, the more likely you are to stand out from a crowd and not feel, you know, pressure that. There's a evolutionary purpose to conformity when it comes to women. And I know I've talked to women about this before and they like get offended by it. It's really nothing to be offended by. It's just reality. It's just the facts that for like tens of thousands of years, if you believe in evolution, whatever, we're not getting into that argument. But the idea is that like if you're a woman and your man goes off to fight a war or your land gets invaded by an army and all the men in your village are killed, for the continuation of your genetic line, is it better for you to conform to the new situation or not? Well, if you don't conform, you're going to get slaughtered. If you do conform, you're going to get a brand new husband and a whole bunch more kids. It's just obvious. It just like everybody knows this at some level. I don't know if people are offended by it for some reason, but there is a genetic evolutionary component to conformity when it comes to women. It's why women are easier to sway. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows it, especially the, you know, cynical tell you there's no such thing as a woman or men. Yeah, the people in like advertising who know how to sway people, know how to convince people of things, they know that women are much, much more likely to go along with the crowd. Not all women, obviously. And the good women, you know, still know how to, you know, buck that system. But this is what is behind the newest push, the highly orchestrated, very carefully tuned psyop of calling Trump and Trump supporters weird. That's the new thing. Now, that's a signal. Doesn't actually mean they're weird. They're obviously not weird. They're the least weird people in the world, to be honest with you. Donald Trump, probably the least weird person in public life right now. Compare Donald Trump to like Adam Schiff. Tell me who's weird. Okay? But they're saying everybody's weird as a tactic, as a, again, carefully designed strategy to signal to everybody else, if you're with these guys, you're in the out group. You will be rejected from the tribe. Now, for men, it's not as big of a deal to be rejected from a tribe. For women, evolutionarily, in the deepest, darkest, oldest parts of their psyche, that's an existential threat. It's like being threatened with death. Conform or die is the way women lived for almost all of time until a bunch of white guys decided to create a society where men and women were equal. But that's beside the point. They're calling everybody weird. Let's just go to clip number one here. We're not going to be able to watch the whole thing, but it goes on and on and on. Because you can see that clearly at some point in one of these big gay Zoom calls, they all said, we're going to call them all weird. Weird is the watchword. Everybody say weird. Let's watch.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Creepy.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird.
They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird.
Even deeper.
Weird style that he brings. Weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
It goes on and on. It's going to continue on the other side. We'll talk about who's weird on the other side. Stay with us.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. A party of transgender children want you to know they think you're weird. The cat ladies, the men in dresses, the people who've had the flesh of their forearm surgically removed and attached to their midsection to serve as a fake phallus. They want you to know you're very weird. I think part of why this gets to me, I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is. I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool. That's what it's like. It's like infant. It's like baby talk. I mean, wouldn't we all just rather just like get on the floor, die? And it's just like, ah, okay, okay, great. I'm on your team. Rather than just like, sweetie, we're all going to need to get on the floor right now. Okay. Or else you're making some of us feel uncomfortable and something's going to have to. It's just like, just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Stop whatever this womanly, childish, pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is. I don't like it. I don't like it. And that, I think that's maybe part of it, because again, you know, it wasn't just white dudes for Kamala, white cucks for Kamala. There was a white women for Kamala event that went on. And it kind of reminds me of, like, if you've ever been to the hospital with a kid, the pediatric emergency room, it's the same as the normal emergency room. It's just everything's in baby talk, right? So if you go to an emergency room, it's just like, there appears to be a spot on your lung. We're going to have to biopsy that and send it off for a test. And if it comes back as malignant, we'll have to operate. And then it's like the same thing. There's just like, ooh, so we have an ouchie on the inside. And so we got to take a look at it with a little magnifying glass. And if it comes back as good, then yay, we go home. And it's just like, okay, this sucks. I can never be a pediatrician. I could probably be a doctor. I could handle it mentally, I think, if I wanted to. I don't. I couldn't do that in baby talk all the time. In the same way, I'm fine with hearing, you know, some political, general saying, here's who we're targeting, here's how we're doing it. It's when the same information is conveyed in like a happy, kind of like Dolores Umbridge kind of attitude. It's grating. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Let's go to clip number 11. Here's the white women for Kamala Zoom meeting that is just insufferable. Let's watch.
Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers, is here to help gentle parent us through this election.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. This is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good. No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
I feel it from you.
Don't isolate yourself. We can do our best work when we're in community together like we are tonight, because the toxic feels smaller when we support each other. But don't make it about yourself. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes.
Oh my God.
If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on.
We can put our listening ears on. She's talking to adult women.
Amplify the voices of those
who are talking to 40 and 50 year old women right now.
And use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change.
This is privilege. If you can talk like this and not get smacked, you're living a very privileged life.
And unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
No, don't get me wrong. Look. If I'm looking for somebody to hold a bake sale, you're my girl, okay? If I need a babysitter, if I need somebody to look after my son for a little while, you seem like you would be great at that. Don't talk to him about race, you self-hating viper. Like, I don't know. Does this work? Maybe I need to take calls on this. Maybe I need to Open the phone lines for white women only today. Because what is happening? What is that?
Sorry, just Kamala supporters in general.
Just Kamala supporters.
Only Kamala supporters today. Sorry, if you are a white man for Kamala and you would like to call into this show, this is a safe place for you. You can share all of your feelings. Yes. We will definitely cringe with you or at you.
This is a welcoming space.
Give us a ring, 867-789-2539. That's it.
Yeah, we will. Let's do that. Well, you're going to take your calls. And we're not going to spend the whole show on this. We're going to get into, like, you know, World War III that's coming. But, you know, when you ask why World War III is here, this is actually the reason.
They're coming to shut down these conferences like this. The other countries, they see these Zoom meetings and...
Would this ever happen in China? Could you possibly imagine in Russia or China this or Iran this taking place?
I know it can be scary to get into online politics, but we have to support each other. Put your listening ears on.
Are you children? Are you children? Like, you're not. And I feel like I always need to do the caveats. Like, obviously, if you're hearing my voice, you're not one of the women I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me here. I'm a political analyst.
And here's the craziest part. These women, people like this, and the men, these pathetic baby talk preschool teachers are actually like in the State Department negotiating with China and Russia. That's why we're losing everywhere. You get that? Remember Hillary Clinton and her let's fix this button or her easy button she gave to Russia?
This is a reset button. We're going to click the button and we're all going to be friends.
And Lavrov's just like, okay, thank you for the button. Can we get to the talks now? Is there a man I can discuss this with?
Yay, we pressed the button. Hooray.
Ugh. Ugh. And you know, this graph alone sort of explains a lot, doesn't it? It's a graphic of demographics of long-term antidepressants. Older white women account for 58% of adults who've used antidepressants for at least 5 years. And you can see a dramatic increase over the last 20 years from under 2 million to over 9 million white women in particular on antidepressants. It's up across the board here, obviously. But younger adults, it's actually gone down a little bit. I've talked about this. I mean, you can, if you just know women, you see this. My wife was literally at a bachelorette party, and they were talking about it afterwards, and it was like, oh my God, I forgot my Lexapro. And the other one was like, oh, I take Lexapro. Do you need 10 or 20 milligrams? The other one's like, I have 20. It's like, I have 30. Every one of them is on antidepressants. These are attractive, young, extremely successful, college-educated white women. What are they sad about? What are they sad about? I don't even get it. They're all so sad they have to be medicated? Really? Really? Is it because they've been fed a world of lies? Is it because they are trying to exist in a way that is utterly unnatural and uncomfortable for them? So they have to medicate themselves to be okay with it? Why mostly white American women over 40 are the biggest antidepressant market on earth, and why are we okay with it? Well, we're not. We're not. But see, if they didn't medicate themselves into a stupor, then they might actually think about what's going on and realize that this is all just horribly wrong. By the way, long-term antidepressant usage, because I think it's sick anyway, but I know it's like a common thing now to where, like, if somebody dies in your family or, like, you go through an unexpected, really bad breakup, a doctor will just be like, well, we'll just get you on antidepressants for a month or two to help you get through this, which, again, is sick and wrong. But it's at least better than 5-plus years artificial serotonin reuptake inhibitor warping the chemistry of your brain, in addition to the hormonal birth control that is psychically destroying you. Let's go back to some of these videos. Let's go to clip number 13 here. I heard that was a good one. Who is this? Luke Skywalker? This is Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, once every boy's hero, who then was in an extremely symbolic and appropriate series of events, utterly destroyed and humiliated and debased and just made into a pathetic, diabolical wretch in the new Star Wars movies. I got to get some more insufferable, worm. It's just, you know, they're just worms. These guys are just worms. And you know, there's a spark of hope for a moment when the new Star Wars movies came out and Mark Hamill was doing the press tours where he seemed to, like, really not like what was happening. He was like, what? I'm just my character? Luke Skywalker, this beacon of hope, this indefatigable, you know, champion of a hopeless resistance, is now just some pathetic, milk-drinking, lizard-molesting hobo who's scared of his own shadow. And for a while, he would give interviews where it was like, okay, he gets what's going on here. He doesn't like what they're doing. I guess we've been through that. I guess Stockholm Syndrome has taken hold, or whatever the cult programming is, has finally reached critical mass, and he has come to accept his debasement and embrace it. Here's Mark Hamill, pathetic, washed-up, quizzling cuck at the Whites for Kamala event.
They're so forthcoming with what they want to do. Get rid of the Department of Education completely. They're going to try and remake what we know as democracy into an autocracy. It's no surprise that he idolizes Viktor Orban and
Putin. You're thinking of Putin.
The dictators of the world, that's what he yearns to be. Again, he said it out loud that he wants to be a dictator from day one.
Said so for one day, because it was funny to say
never
that.
Never has it been more important for us to stand up to his mental illness and vote for Kamala in 2024.
God, I mean, doesn't it sound so sincere? Doesn't he sound so sincere? There's some, you know, rainbow-haired transgender twink just off camera in all of these with like a gun pointed to them. Say you love Kamala. Say how welcoming and free we are. Okay. And there's like, we have to vote for Kamala. I am so excited for a woman president, you guys. What? These are just utter losers. Apparently Adam Ruins Everything was in this call. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Obviously, the estrogen farm known as Adam Ruins Everything was on this call. Let's see what he had to say, shall we?
Something that I've heard a lot as a white man in Hollywood.
You're not a white man.
I didn't get such and such an opportunity because they couldn't hire a white man. That's something that you hear now quite often. And when I'm told that, I tell the person, first of all, who told me that to fuck off, because that's racist and it's a lie when they tell you that. It's designed to divide people.
Dump.
More importantly, the reason I tell maybe being considered for that opportunity is the sort of person who just a little while ago would have not been considered for that opportunity because they were not a white man, except no one would have ever told them that to their face, right? Or they wouldn't even had a chance to go into the room and audition, or maybe they wouldn't even made it to Los Angeles, right? When people tell you that, they are expressing the fact that there's been a change in this country where, for once in the entire history of this country, white men don't get every single opportunity. And that's something that I'm proud of. I'm proud to be part of our industry and our country at a time when that's the case. And you know why that is? It's because I have something called solidarity, because I care about everybody else and everybody else's problems. And I stand up for their issues as much as my own.
Except for white men. Right. Except for white. I mean, so many things about this. Like, obviously, this dude's not subject to this. Right? For whatever reason, or in fact, because, I mean, he was chosen for the explicit reason that he is an insufferable soy boy cuck to be made famous, to be shown as an example. And by the way, if you don't know who this guy is, I'm sorry to introduce you to him, but just search his name on YouTube. Just search Adam Ruins Everything, Joe Rogan Experience, something like that. He went on the Joe Rogan Experience and was saying stuff, and Joe Rogan was just like asking him basic questions about like, well, why do you believe that? And the guy just melted down. He has no idea. No idea why he believes anything that he says he believes. They're not actually against discrimination. They have this weird guilt complex about things that happened, a century ago? 70 years ago? When the last Jim Crow laws were in place? They don't actually care about, like, not discriminating. They're happy that white guys are being discriminated against. And he actually says, right then, he was like, well, you know, before, so stupid, it's just like before, you know, people would not be considered for roles, but they wouldn't even be told that to the face. And it's like, which do you think is worse? Honestly, which do you think is worse? Do you think it's worse that maybe there's a cultural milieu that's like, it's kind of quietly assumed that maybe you want to give a job to a white guy, but you don't say it explicitly? Or to look somebody in the eye and go, I'm not choosing you because of your race and your gender. Sit down. You don't get this opportunity. Like, how is that better? How is it better that it's more blatant? How is it better that it's explicit now and it wasn't before? How is that better? So before, it was an assumed thing and it wasn't, right? The only thing that happens is they look at a disparity and they say, therefore, racism. I have no proof of that whatsoever. We have proof that white guys are being discriminated against because they keep bragging about it, the discrimination. discrimination that happens is deliberate and celebrated. That's why I wanted to spend so much time on it. It's like, I don't know what we have to do to break out of this, but I think about my son growing up in a world where these men rule things, right? Where he's constantly being sent signals of like, the best thing to do is to hate yourself and be glad that you're discriminated against and feel guilt for something that you never did, and for all of the success of your ancestors to be treated as evil and rejected by you, and you should be happy that you're mistreated. And of course, very, very easy for Mr. Adam Ruins Everything to say this. As again, he's a multimillionaire. And he's probably is talking to people in the industry who are like, yeah, I'm a light rigger. I'm a PA. I'm a graphic designer. Like, I can't get work. And they tell me it's because I'm a white guy. And he's in his like $10 million mansion being like, that's called justice, sweetie. That's called justice, okay? Because 200 years ago, some other white guy built a trading post in Ghana. So now you don't have a job, and that's good. And I'm happy for that. Let's go to clip 12 here, where, again, I haven't even listened to Joseph Gordon-Levitt yet, but I watched his body language. You tell me if this is somebody who's comfortable and confident and expressing a true deep belief, or a nervous wreck who has never been in front of camera without a script telling him what to say. He probably has one now, but let's watch Joseph Gordon-Levitt, noted freak.
There's another type of successful businessman or woman, business person. And that's the con man.
Everything they say.
And I know there are also con women too, but
if we're really honest, get to the point, these people.
White dudes group. Most of the biggest, baddest cons in the world are guys.
Hell yeah.
So let's just say con man for short.
Boys, right? boys.
A con man is different than an honest businessman. Might or might not have an honest to goodness product or service to offer the world, but it doesn't really matter.
Can you imagine taking political advice from these people?
He's charismatic. He's good at lying. He's good at getting people on his side, his customers, his employees, his vendors, his investors. And
if you do that, but you actually really have a product, that's not being a con man.
And as soon as he needs to, he's ready to screw them over as long as he ends up with the money. That's a con man.
Oh, good. Hollywood exactly is value signaling to us again.
But it is one way to be successful in business. So ask yourself, let's just say Donald Trump is a successful. All right.
Shut up, idiot. We can turn him down. These people, what has this guy not been a Hollywood star since he was like 12? Was this guy not a child actor? Like, who are these people? Who do they think they are? Who gave them the idea that they know anything? Who told them that they could speak? Who told them that them opening their mouths was a good idea because they had thoughts to share? It's like, it doesn't matter if you have a product or not. No, you literally just described a businessman.
I don't know why mainstream media is not talking about the most important economic development on global finance in our lifetime.
So you're saying right now the break's happening?
Yeah, right now. So it's happening as we speak. So look at that video that's on the screen. Those are after Putin said, I'm taking the U.S. dollar, and we're not going to allow it to be exchanged on currency exchanges. We're not going to allow it to be used in financial transactions anymore. There's lines of people for blocks and blocks and blocks trying to get into the banks in Russia, pull out their money because they think that these economic sanctions are going to destroy the ruble, which they're probably right. Right? They're absolutely probably right. But here's Putin's calculated move. He said, okay, it's more important to me to kill the U.S. dollar than anything else. So what happened when he did that. The Russian stock market down 15% in one day. Rosbank, one of the larger banks in Russia, basically closed its doors. They ran out of money. People cannot get money out of the banks. They're running out of capital. And so what Putin did, and this is where it's, is it calculated? Is it evil? Is it smart? I don't know, but he's willing to hurt his own people temporarily to destroy the U.S. dollar. I mean, what a calculated move that could blow up in his face, or it could make the BRICS nations extremely powerful down the road. I would say it's the latter. I think the ruble might get hurt really, really hard. The stock market in Russia is going to get hit really, really hard. But if now, when you couple no more U.S. dollars in Russia with Saudi Arabia's deal of no more U.S. dollars for oil, well, they just killed the petrodollar. They killed the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And I think that this is going to spread through the rest of the BRICS nations.
You'll probably, in this crazy market, actually make money, but I think it's clear to say you'll at least meet inflation instead of losing money and everything else. You need to get silver. That's the big thing. Get some gold as well. But Kirk's absolutely right. Silver is the thing that's got the most room to grow, and it is growing the most. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold, and they know that we sent you when you go to /gold, so be sure and do that. Dr. Kirk Elliott, God bless you, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk real soon.
God bless.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/gold.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on around the world. You got Muslims stabbing little girls in Europe. You've got imminent war overseas. You've got just the transgender agenda castrating little kids. It's all miserable. But it's all because of this topic. It's all because of a lack of masculinity. And sort of the culmination of everything that we talk about at InfoWars, the poisoning of our food and water deliberately to lower testosterone, the transgender agenda, obviously, the homosexual propaganda that's forced down everybody's throats, the just weakness and failure of the West. As we are being conquered without firing a shot because our men can't just stand up for themselves. Cannot just laugh at the people who are taking them over. It's iconic almost. It's like symbolic. It's like we're all being eaten by vampires And it's like, you just don't let him in the door. Well, this is not difficult. For the evil people to work their evil ways, they need your permission. Stop giving it to them. It really is that simple. It really is that easy. Who's Maurice Mitchell?
Not a white dude.
Whoa, a non-white dude? A non-white dude in the whites for Kamala?
And yeah, no, he had to break in. It's not an exclusive space. Not a whites only thing.
Whites for Kamala, they're like, but everybody's welcome. But it's not just white guys. We'll be the ones debasing and humiliating ourselves. We'll be the one talking trash about our own kind. But black dudes are welcome to come pile on. All right, let's go to clip number four here.
And I get it. As part of the vast majority of white men that are not a part of that extremist movement that has turned into a cult, you're focusing on your life. You're doing good in your personal life and doing no harm out in the world. And that could feel like enough. But in these times,
that is enough, actually.
Silently disagreeing is not enough. When elected officials and internet trolls like Congressman Tim Burchett call Kamala Harris the vice president of the United States a DEI hire.
She was. They admitted it.
Fox Business contributor and father of four, Alec Lace, calls the VP, and I quote, the original Haktua girl. Or when J.D. Vance says things like,
facts.
Oh, she's a childless cat lady. Or when Trump says she's as dumb as a rock. Your silence signals agreement. VP Harris deserves people engaging with her record and policy proposals, not a discourse rooted in racism and sexism.
It's not rooted in racism. It's rooted in reality. She's a cat lady who's dumb as bricks. I mean, what is there to say here? And look, the Kamala being a DEI hire, in the official announcement that Biden made when he picked her, he said, I chose her because of my commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's a quote. He said that verbatim. You're not allowed to complain about it. Oh, you're just not allowed to complain about it. It's the celebration parallax. See, if you are there saying Kamala Harris is, she has no kids, she's childless, and that's amazing, then that's wonderful and not rooted in sexism. If you say, I don't want a childless and childish 60-year-old woman who is deeply unpopular and a ridiculous failure in every regard, looking at her record. Yeah, it's not racist or sexist. That's just not wanting our country to be destroyed under her leadership. Clip 15, you said? Let's go to clip 15.
When I first saw the white dudes for Harris byline, I thought, oh, that's a little cringy. And I realized my own bias, which is we hear about white men congregating and we think of tiki torches and AR-15s.
Awesome.
And the Klan. And I think it's a really beautiful opportunity for us to take back that identity from those bands of bigots and misogynists, because they don't define who we are.
You define who you are.
Oh, actually. Yeah, we're very defined on who you are.
I mean, like, honestly, like that guy says, oh, our bias, like they are the people who framed that whole thing to look like exactly. White men with tiki torches. Like, you know, from the outside looking in, I remember when that whole event went down, like there were a bunch of people on the internet who are not like racist people or anything like that. And they're like, oh my gosh, like they were still stunned that President Trump won the presidency. And they're like, yo, let's go meet up. It was kind of like, what's that YouTube con, the video con, VidCon?
VidCon, yeah.
Yeah, like where you get to go meet like, you know, the people. And then it turns out it's like you roll up to what you think is going to be like one of those other Trump rallies. And it's like, everyone's got these tikis, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it was all about, you know, stopping the tearing down of historical statues. That's
right,
the thing.
Right. But then I, you know, when you look at that event, you know, again, like the weeks after, it's like you look at it, it's like that could not have been more synthetic in terms of a lot of the stuff that,
of course,
that I saw there.
Well, no, but right? That's the
it's
thing.
Like
bad, you get
bad
together,
actors participating, understanding that the optics were going to look bad. You know what I mean?
Even, and it's but even outside of that, I mean, you go to a Proud Boys rally. And it's black guys, it's white guys, it's whatever, but it's majority white. And, you know, it's lit. If you've ever been to a Proud Boys thing, it's not a thing anymore because the, you know, dictatorship that we live under systematically eliminated it and arrested its leaders for their peaceful activity. Because we do already live in a dictatorship. We already live in a totalitarian state. I want you to know. But you'd go and, like, every speech would be like, we don't care what color you are. We don't care what gender you are. We just want you to be free and to join us and blah, blah, blah. It was just like all very good. It was all very good. It was all very moral. It was all very friendly and welcoming. And then these people and the media cohort goes, actually, we're labeling you Nazis now because you're white, because of your race. If you ever get together, we are going to demonize you as white supremacists. Use this keyword that we've hacked people's brains with to get them to reject you outright because you're weird and white supremacist. Because we've signaled everybody that if you don't condemn these people, you will be in the out group and you will be rejected from the tribe.
They program
everybody for that. And so then, you know, white guys get together and it's like, well, therefore it's Nazis. But these guys, and I guess that's the way it works. White guys can, these are the new rules. White guys can explicitly have spaces for white dudes only if and only if the sole intent, purpose, and function of that gathering is to debase and humiliate and kowtow yourself, self-flagellate in front of everybody to show what a moral and good person you are. You can get together. White guys can get together explicitly, just white guys, but only if the purpose of getting together is to humiliate and demoralize white guys. Those are the new rules. When you think of white guys, you can get tiki torches and AR-15s. Based. Awesome. Cool. Yes. Fun. Yeah. Usually when white guys get together, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool and fun and based. And that's the thing, man. I just wish white people would act more like non-white people in this regard. What? You'd never see black guys doing this about black people. You'd never see Jews getting together and going, we Jews need to shut up. It's time for us Jews to step aside and hand off the baton to the white guys.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. people need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Go to hell, New World Order.
What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit InfoWars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the tractor beam out of commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
This conversation to take a horrific turn. Because there's a reason why this topic is important. And it's because of stuff like what happened yesterday in Southport, UK. Story from Sky News. Southport stabbing's latest. Third child dies as others fight for lives. Police call for an end to the online speculation. Well, they gotta clamp down on all the speculation. Now, you might not have even have heard this has happened. Especially if you're not tuned in to, you know, the far-right extremists, conspiracy theorists over here telling you what's happening in the world. This has gotten a lot of media coverage. But it should. Plastered on every screen should be images like this one of a young girl stabbed, crawling, covered in blood as she becomes the victim of migrant crime in the UK. Because this is the outcome of weakness. This is the outcome of a lack of masculinity, of a lack of the protective instinct, a delusional altruism. Do you want to know why these little girls were stabbed to death in the middle of summer camp? It's because last time a Muslim immigrant blew up a bunch of little girls at a concert in Manchester, the response from the UK was to get together and sing a song called Don't Look Back in Anger, rather than ruthlessly and violently expelling all of these people from your country immediately. That's why. That's the outcome. That image is the outcome that all these cucks for Kamala are leading us towards. It's not a world of rainbows. It's not a world of acceptance. It's a world of brutal, vicious, bloody attacks on innocent women. Are they going to sing again? Are they going to get together and are they all going to sing a lullaby to each other and move on from this? Probably, because they're all cucks. Because they're all weak, pathetic, castrated farm animals running the country when they should be lions. This is the outcome of all of these weak, self-flagellating, self-hating, pathetic man babies spreading their poisonous ideology of weakness. This is the outcome. These are the victims. Why isn't this image on every front page? Why doesn't the media care about this little girl? There's a body that washed up on the beach of a little boy in Syria. We still see it constantly. They were able to take that image and break down the borders of Europe with it, flood the continent with tens of millions of migrants, creating infinitely more images like this off one staged photo of a drowned child. It's not like they won't show you these videos. It's not like they won't show you graphic, horrific images. They will, when it serves their purpose. Why don't they care about this girl? Because it's politically inconvenient. Why would they let a girl get raped in a bathroom by a transgender kid and cover that up? Do they really care? This is the outcome of weakness. This is the outcome of willingly surrendering your country to foreigners who hate you, to an actually poisonous ideology. It's completely devastating. So we'll show you these images. This is a little girl named BB King, 7-year-old Elise Dot Stancombe, and 9-year-old Alice Da Silva Aguilar. There's little Elise, stabbed to death by a psychotic immigrant. There's little Alice, never coming home because of the weakness of her government and the way that they allow innocent people in their country to be victims of their satanic agenda. Here's little BB. Who bled to death on a sidewalk because of the acceptance and tolerance of the people who were supposed to protect her. I don't know. I don't know what else it's going to take. I mean, this isn't the first attack like this. It's not by a long shot. Probably this year there have been, what, at least a dozen stabbing attacks? Remember there was on video in France, the Algerian guy running around the playground stabbing babies? It's just like a regular occurrence now. In Ireland, they're having to burn down migrant centers to stop the importation of people that are doing just this after you had a stabbing outside of a primary school. Why are the people coming targeting little girls? What's in their mind that compels them to do violence to innocent white girls? And how, by the love of God, does this not change things? How is it that this happens over and over? How is it that you have the migrant bombing in Manchester? Because this was a Taylor Swift summer camp where this stabbing took place. Not the one you're seeing here. This is the one in France where he's literally stabbing babies. And the mom's desperately trying to rescue their kids. And look, you know, God bless that man for at least trying to do something. But it probably would have helped if he had a little more testosterone, right? Probably would have helped if he'd been a little bit more man, a little less soy boy. Probably could have actually stopped the knife attacks on the babies in the strollers. So anybody that is promoting this weakness, anybody that is acting like this cowardice and this pathetic existence is virtuous, is your enemy. So we'll take your calls on the other side on this topic and more. Not to get it down. And it's funny to laugh at the cucks for being pathetic. That's because it's a survival instinct. It's because we can't survive. Literally, we cannot survive with these people in charge.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement. Paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need your support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.